Hi, guys. This is Jeff Packard with Send Out Cards. Today I'm interviewing Christine Reed up in Michigan. Chris, you there?
I'm here.
Awesome. Chris's background, tell us your background, Chris.
I taught school for 20 years and always said that I would never go in sales. All my sisters were in sales of different sorts and found myself without a job in the current economy and decided I would try showing send out cards to my friends. And then I branched out and started showing it to businesses, and the rest is history.
It's been pretty good for you, hasn't it?
It's been very good for me.
Good, good. So you're a school teacher that got
Correct.
Laid off.
Correct.
Okay. And how did that make you feel?
You know, I've been around the block a few times, and I just had this strong sense that everything would work out fine, and I assumed that I would get another teaching job. But I also knew in my heart that nobody can change my direction, that my direction is what it's going to be, and that there's a plan for my life, and I just didn't worry about it. It was really interesting because I think 20 years ago I would have been quite concerned, but I just kind of relaxed and things started happening. So it was very interesting.
Now, you're in send out cards full time.
Correct.
And what do you like about send out cards that the teaching profession didn't provide you?
Probably the number one thing is I plan my own schedule. I am so overwhelmed at the thought of being able to pick and choose when I work and when I don't work. When I taught school, if my children were sick, it was a major problem. I had to find babysitters or I had to get substitutes at school. There was a tremendous amount of pressure in being where I was supposed to be when I was supposed to be there. And I had an epiphany one day. This was after I was working for Send Out Cards. I had taken my mom, and this was the first year I was in Send Out Cards. I'd had to take her to emergency. And she was sick, and she's elderly. She's in her 80s, so we don't take any chances. And I was sitting there in emergency. We were waiting for her to be seen, and I got a phone call. And it was somebody I had been showing Send Out Cards to, and she wanted to sign up. And I signed her up while I was sitting in the emergency room.
Wow.
And I will tell you what, it was such an eye-opener because I turned to my mom and I remembered saying, Mom, you know, if you'd been sick when I was teaching school, number one, I'd be sitting at school worrying and would be trying to find somebody else to bring you to emergency, or I would be in emergency with you worrying that my class wasn't being taken care of and that I would need to make up so much work the next day. And it just suddenly gave me a real vision of the freedom I was finally experiencing in my work.
That's awesome. So you can work this business from anywhere.
I can. I work it in my car. I work it when I travel. I work it in my home. It doesn't matter where I am because it's such a relational business that wherever there's people, there's an opportunity for me to tell them about the great job I have.
And I know that you just recently got back from Texas and because some family members are down there, but you're working your business down in Texas as well.
I am. In fact, one of my larger teams is growing in Texas because every time I go, I'm able to work with them, and I've signed several other distributors up in the state, and I sometimes do it by phone. I sometimes do it when I'm out there. I'll go to a BNI meeting or a networking meeting, and I've met wonderful people out there who are now also Send Out Cards distributors.
And the most important thing I think we can gather from that is, yes, she can work the business from anywhere she wants, but guess what? She's with the people that she loves the most first. And if her phone rings, it's a Send Out Cards call, you know, she can choose to take it and work her business, whether it be in Texas or Michigan or the emergency room.
Exactly. who would think?
Yeah, who would think, right?
Yep.
What initially attracted you to Send Out Cards, besides obviously having your own schedule and working when you want to work?
You know, it was the cards themselves. I have four sisters who live actually all over the world, and many nieces and nephews. And the reason I signed up for Send Out Cards originally was because I like to keep in touch with all the nieces and nephews and weddings and graduations, and I wasn't doing that great a job at it. And really, I signed up because I loved the service. That was my number one motivator. And it was only later, after I was using the service, that I began to see what an amazing service it was for everybody, not just for me.
Okay, so a let-go school teacher, a family woman, a wife, obviously, sisters, you've got a large family. Who do you talk to? You're out and about in your day. You know, you're just starting. If someone's listening to this call right now, and you know she's a stay-at-home mom, or you know she's a school teacher, you know, can I do this? What is she doing? Who's she talking to? That type of thing.
I've kind of grown into this. You know, in the beginning, I was very hesitant about pressuring people or showing them, and I felt uncomfortable. I think I felt uncomfortable because I have felt uncomfortable when people tried to sell things to me. And when I stopped selling it and started sharing it, it made a big difference in how easily I could bring it up. Because inevitably, people will ask you when you meet them, what do you do? And it's so much fun to tell them what I do, and they can tell that I enjoy what I do, that I think it begins to make them interested in it. And I don't really have to sell it. I just have to share it.
Right.
And it took a ton of pressure off me because I've never seen myself as a salesperson, and I still don't. I see myself as somebody who's extremely relational. You know, I tell people about what I'm doing, and then if they're interested, you know, then I show them.
Yeah.
And that's where it all starts.
And that's why you're so good at it, Chris. You know, you're a professional sharer. You know,
that's my degree.
And you know, you're like she's saying. I mean, you know, if she just simply asks a question, if she's out and about, you know, what do you do for a living? And then they ask what she does, and her enthusiasm comes out when she starts talking about the Send Out Cards business. And you know, they're attracted to that. You know, if you're enthusiastic, people want to be around those type of people. And Chris is extremely enthusiastic about what she does and that she shares it successfully with other people. Is that fair to say, Chris?
It is. That's exactly how I see it, too. I'm enthusiastic. I love what I do. And people are intrigued when you love what you do, because so many people go through life doing what they do because that's what they do, not because they love it.
Right.
And, you know, and I have the type of personality where I tend to be happy wherever I am. So when I was teaching school, I loved it. But you know what? Now that I'm not teaching school, I won't ever teach school again, which I find very humorous. But I had no idea the stress that I was under, you know, with discipline and report cards and meetings and parents. And, you know, it never ended. And there was no stress relief in that job. And what I'm doing now is so stress-free that, you know, I have fun every day. It's great to be doing something that is so enjoyable.
What would you say, Chris? I mean, your teaching skills have obviously come through building your team. You've got a large team in Send Out Cards. How has that helped you, or how can that help a teacher?
It's just a wonderful melding for a teacher because, number one, most teachers are extremely comfortable in front of a group. Put me in front of a group, and I am one happy camper. I love to speak to a group. So that has helped me so much when I go into a real estate office or speak to an office full of financial people or at a car dealership. I love to get up in front of a group and show them the Send Out Card system. So that part of it has been just wonderful. And then with our own team, we've started doing training sessions. And we set it up so that Saturdays or Tuesday nights, people can come for training. And sometimes there'll be two people, sometimes there'll be 30 people. It just depends on any given evening. And being able to break things down so that people can understand them is just a gift that most teachers have, that you can break things down to its least common denominator so that they understand the small parts so they can build on it. And that's where my strength is. I can show them how to do it from the ground floor up in a way that makes sense to them. So training is something I love to do. I love to, you know, have a direction. Here's where we're going to start, and this is where I want to take you. The other thing that with teachers, you know, we're very geared towards process. towards systems. And so this Send Out Cards is a system. It's a process. And once you understand it, you can begin to work within that. And so it lends itself very well to the teacher's mind. And the other thing I love about it is I never have to check papers. any teacher who's teaching school knows that's the bane of your existence when you're teaching. There's so much paperwork. And with Send Out Cards, you get to do the things you love to do, which is share and teach. And you don't have to do all of the bookkeeping types of things.
Gotcha. A lot less hassle work, it sounds like. Not very much paperwork involved.
Yep. And no discipline.
And no discipline.
No discipline at all.
Yeah. That's why I like the business so much. Now, Chris, there's a, you know, we're in a tough time. A lot of the people listening, they're in a tough time. They're, you know, trying to make ends meet, trying to make their house payment, trying to make the car payment, trying to survive. You know, they're in survival mode right now.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, people are searching and looking for opportunities out there to make some extra money on the side. There's a lot of network marketing companies. It's definitely, it's what Send Out Cards is, a network marketing model where you can just tap into it, the system that Chris was referring to, and take advantage of it and follow it and succeed at it. But there's, like I said, there's a lot of different opportunities out there, a lot of network marketing companies. What are three key advantages the Send Out Cards business has over other home-based businesses, in your opinion?
The number one thing that attracted me to Send Out Cards was that I wouldn't be required to maintain inventory or do parties. Those two things were very important to me because I had some friends who were doing jewelry and they were out every night of the week. And my goal had been to spend more time at home with my family during the hours they were home, not less time. So the fact that I could do it during business hours was huge. And the fact I didn't have to have any inventory. One of my sisters was in a multi-level marketing that she did very well in, but she had thousands of dollars of inventory in her home at all times, and that was her money that was tied up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I loved the fact that I had no inventory, and I also liked the idea that I never had to make change or deal with money. I didn't want to have to do that, and by everything being online, that appealed to me tremendously too. And I showed it to a realtor, and I had a very, you know, I kind of had an epiphany when I showed it to her. She loved it, and she signed up as a distributor. And one of the things she loved the best about Send Out Cards is that the price is what it is. People can't say, oh, will you give it to me for this? Or how about if we deal and we do that? And she said that is probably one of the biggest hassles she's had as a salesperson, is everybody wanting a deal, and their deal always cuts into what she can make with her business. And that was kind of eye-opening for me, too. So now that I would list that as one of mine, too, that nobody can, you know, it is what it is. This is
no
how much
finagling.
It costs. Yep, no finagling at all.
That's good. Chris, this has been a tremendous interview for our listeners right now. In conclusion, would there be anything else you'd like to share with the listeners?
I think, you know, I would tell them, don't be afraid to tell people about what you do, because that your enthusiasm and your joy in what you're doing is very contagious. And if you've held back, or if you've wondered whether you can do it, if you love the service and you love the system, then it's something that you can share with people.
That's great. That's great. Well, Chris, I really appreciate your time today, as always, and you are a leader in our company. I really thankful that we found each other.
Well, I am too, Jeff, and I will give you an A+.
Awesome. Thanks
You've
so much.
You've been a great team leader to me. Thanks. Okay.
Talk to you soon. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.